This Shabbos we're going to learn Behar B'chukos. It'll be a double kiyum mitzvah. One is that we're learning Parshas HaShavua, and another is that we're fulfilling Takonas Ezra. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, in the end of Perek Meruba, Ezra made 10 Takonas. One of the Takonas was that we should learn the Teuchecha in B'chukosai, the second Shabbos before Shavuos, and the Teuchecha in Kisavai, the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara tells us that in Eretz Yisrael, the practice was that they had a three-year cycle. They didn't finish the Torah every year and have a party on Simchas Torah like we have. That was the meeting in Bavel. It took them 3 years to finish the whole cycle of Kriyas HaTorah. And in fact, we have the Piyutim, the Siyum with Simchas Torah would sometimes be on Pesach, sometimes on Shavuos, sometimes on Sukkot. By us, we have a one-year cycle. So it's always on Sekhni Yantav, Sheni Shal Golias of Shemini Atzeres. And there it's on the days of the Gemara, they had a three-year cycle. So the Mefarshim on the in the regular editions of the Gemara that you have printed in the end of Avodah Zarah, you have printed a Maseches Sofrim. So they quote the Takanas Ezra there. So on the bottom of the page, they have the commentary. I think it's called Nachlas Yaakov. I don't know who the author is. He tells you who he is. I never heard of him. And so he poses a question, and others have the same question and answer. The Takanas Ezra that you learn the Teuchecha in B'chukosai before Shavuos, the Teuchecha in Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah, only makes sense if you have a one-year cycle. But if you have a three-year cycle, it's going to be in the middle of somewhere else. It doesn't correspond. So they all answer, no, this is a separate Takana, even if you have a three-year cycle. It's like Parsha Zohar, you take out two Sefer Torah. You learn whatever the Parsha HaShavua happens to be. It could be that in Eretz Yisrael, according to the three-year cycle, will be up to Vayigash, or up to Bishalach, whatever you're up to. And then you learn in the second Sefer Torah, the Teuchecha. It's a separate Kriyas HaTorah. It's not just the way to organize the cycle of Kriyas Kol HaParsha. It's a separate Takana. So this coming Shabbos, we will fulfill the double Takana, the Takana Kriyas HaTorah. The general Takana Kriyas HaTorah, and Takana says with Talain the Teuchecha in B'chukosai, the second Shabbos before Shavuos. The concluding Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra is very similar to the concluding Pasuk in the end of Bamidbar. It's practically identical. There's slight shinuim. Eila HaMitzvah Sashotziva Hashem Es Moshe El Bnei Yisrael B'Har Sinai. So the Gemara in the first daf in Megillah on the Abbeis Amud Aleph quotes, the Mashal is not sure whether they're quoting this Pasuk or the other Pasuk, the Pasuk at the end of Bamidbar. And the Gemara understands, Eila is a miyud, these and only these. Eila HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah, Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, that the word Mitzvah has a technical connotation. Ein Tzav La'loshen Ziris Miyad Oladoris, Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifro. The term mitzvah means a mitzvah hanahegas lederis, binding throughout all the generations. The only mitzvahs that are binding throughout all the future generations are those that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and ein novi rashay lecharish dova meyata. No other novi can come after Moshe Rabbeinu and change the laws of the Torah. That's why we were learning this year Perek Shlosh Shachlus. So the Gemara says that when the man came down in the midbar, so Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha in the Brichas Hamazon and Azanas Hakol. Then when Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, so he composed the second bracha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Ha'aretz v'al Hamazon. We thank him for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Then when David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, he was the king in Hebron for 7 years and the king in Yerushalayim for 33 years. He died at the age of 70. So then he composed the beginning of the third bracha. We thank him for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. And then David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but the Navi didn't allow him to. Navi said, Dam Rab Shafachta, Beis HaMikdash has to be a Makom Shalom. So he said, you're going to have a son, his name is going to be Shlomo, he's going to be Nish Shalom, it'll be peaceful during his lifetime. He'll build the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Yerushalayim as the Makom HaMikdash. The second half of the third bracha was composed by Shlomo HaMelech. So you see that, and these are all deraisa. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, these are deraisa. So you see that some of the dinim do change. So we understood it. Moshe Rabbeinu said the din is going to change. Moshe Rabbeinu said, right now we only have the man. We don't have Eretz Yisrael under our hands. So we only have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the food. when we will conquer Eretz Yisrael, then we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. V'chalta b'svato uverachto es Hashem alakecha al ha'oretz asher nosan loch, is after you get Eretz Yisrael, after they'll conquer it. And al ha'oretz ha'toiva, ha'toiva has the connotation of Yerushalayim ha'or ha'toiv ha'zeh v'ha'lavonan, that's how the Gemara says in Perek Shlosh Yishachlu. And Yerushalayim has a double status. Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and it's also the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdosh. So we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So Moshe Rabbeinu said all of this. When Yerushalayim will be established as the capital, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of the Berachas HaMasan for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. And when Yerushalayim will be established as the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdosh by Shlomo HaMelech, then you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdosh in it. So it's not that the other Nevi'im, not that Yeshua and David and Shlomo came along and they changed the Din Deraisa. They did change the Din Deraisa. This was told to Moshe Rabbeinu that it's going to change. And the same thing, the mitzvah of Milah, the Gemara says, and until the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they never did Priya. Priya means the two membranes that cover the orla, the heavy, thick skin, and then the thin membrane. So until the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the mitzvah of Milah only required to cut the outer membrane. And from the days of Yeshua ben Nun on, they had to cut off even the thinner membrane below that. You cut off both. There's the Or HaOrla and the Or HaPriya. So Tyson says, how did they listen to Yeshua ben Nun to change the Din Deraisa? They should have given him the death penalty as an Novi HaSheker. So Tyson says, it must be that it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu that the day will come that a Novi will tell you that it's time to change the nature of the mitzvah of Milah, that you have to have Priya as well. And the same thing, when Ezra came back from Babel, he changed the script, the Oisius, the alphabet of the Sefer Torah. So all the Rishonim ask, how did they listen to Ezra that they should change the alphabet? It's against the principle of Zazatar Lo'asim Mochlefes. So the Rishonim answer that it says in the Chumash, Kasala Mishnah HaTarazos, the word Mishnah HaTar means Ksav Shasid Lihishtanois. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself said that a Novi will come in the future and he will say that it's time to change. So it's not that they're going against Moshe Rabbeinu, this was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam writes that today the Birchas HaMazon has already been changed, and the nature of the Bris Milah has already been changed, and the Ksav of the Sefer Torah has already been changed. The Rambam writes there's only one mitzvah that has yet to be changed, because Moshe Rabbeinu said when time comes, you should add on three more Ori Miklat. Until now we always had six Ori Miklat. And it says Lasid Lava, and Chumash it says that Lasid Lava is going to be nine Ori Miklat. So the Rambam writes this Iker in Emunah, that Osatar Lasi Mochlefes, but the one mitzvah that has yet to be changed is going to be the three additional Ori Miklat. The Netziv discusses why the Shinui Loshem between the concluding Pasuk and the Chukos and the concluding Pasuk and Masei, he explains very nicely. But it's basically the same Pasuk. The Chum in the Parshas Bahar begins with the Din of Shemitah, then has the Din of Yovel. Rab Chaim, in his Sefer on the Rambam, comes to defend the Minig HaGaonim. The Gemara says in the end of Erchin, that at the end of the period of the Bais Rishon period, when some of the Shvatim already went into Golos, so the mitzvah of Yovel was no longer observed, because the pasuk says, "Kerosim dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha." That's the pasuk that appears on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. The Liberty Bell was paid for; it was commissioned by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania. It was made in Europe and was brought over to America by boat, and it broke on the way. That has a big crack in it. And then it was adopted by all the 13 colonies as a symbol of liberty in America. So they chose to put that pasuk on the Liberty Bell, "Thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants." Across from Drabars, L'chol Yoshveh. That's by Yovel. So the Gemara says that phrase, L'chol Yoshveh, has a connotation, "Mizman shekol Yoshveh aleha." That after the Golus of some of the Shvatim in the end of the Bais Rishon period, the Yovel was no longer observed, but it was still counted as a blank year. That happens to be a machlekes hatanaim. Do you count Yovel as a blank year or not? So Reb Yehuda is of the opinion you count seven li'olam vod. You never count the 50th year as a blank year. Just keep on counting seven. We don't pass like Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, there are two versions. So when is the Yovel? So the Bavli, in Adorim, the Bavli says, the Yovel is always the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. You count 49 years, and the next year is Yovel. Then you count again. That year is year number one. You count 49 years. The next year, Yovel is always the first year of the seven-year Shemitah cycle. And Yerushalmi has a different version of Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda anyway. Yerushalmi has a different version that the Yovel keeps on floating. You count two concurrent counts, 7, 7, 7, Yovel Avod, 50, 50, 50, Yovel Avod. So the first Yovel is going to be the first year in the Shemitah cycle. The next Yovel is going to be the second year in the next Shemitah cycle, because you keep on counting 50, 50, 50. So Yovel keeps on floating. It's not always going to be the first year in the Shemitah cycle. Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz has a sefer on Choshe Mishpat that the Tzais and the Nesivis use all the time, the Urim and Tumim. So in the Tumim he writes, when the Shulchan Aruch has the din of Prusbul, has a little bit there about Shemitah, the Yovel. So Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz assumes that the Yovel is floating. So the later Achranim say, what in the world is he talking about? It's against the Gemara. The Yovel doesn't float. He says, according to Rabbi Yudin, the Yovel floats. So they all ask, it's against the Gemara. So the later Mefarshim point out that he was assuming, like the Yerushalmi, he forgot to write that it's only according to the Yerushalmi, not according to the Bavli. But we don't hold like that. We hold that you count 50, 50, 50, and the Yovel year is a blank year. It's not part of the cycle of the 7 years. So the Gemara says that even at the end of the Bais Rishon period, when they no longer observe the Yovel, B'manu Yovel is L'kadosh Shmitin. They count the Yovel as a separate year in order to push off the next Shemitah, you shouldn't count 7, 7, the Yovel. What? The Yovel should be a blank year to push off the next Shemitah. The next Shemitah shouldn't be 6 years after Yovel, it should be 7 years after the Yovel. So the Rambam writes that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Gaonim claim that the meaning is you just count 7, 7, the Yovel. What? You don't count Yovel as a blank year. The Rambam says he doesn't think it's right, it doesn't make any sense to him. Yovel should be a blank year, but what can I do? He gives in to the Goyim. He says that's the minig in Eretz Yisrael, and the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael say that's the din, and that was the practice. And he says the practice of Klal Yisrael is very important. Even though I hold that it does make sense, we have to follow the minig is kaveh what the halacha is. And the Rabbit is masig on the Rambam. He says you shouldn't follow the Goyim; you should follow the Rambam. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, to the best of his knowledge. This is the only place where there is machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says you should not paskin like the Rambam, and the Ravid says no, you have to paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam is right. Yeah. So why the Rambam asked a good question? If in the 70 years of Golas Bavel, at the end of the Bais Rishon period, the Gemara says money Yovelus Kaddish Mitin. They count, even though they didn't observe Yovel, they counted Yovel as a blank year in order to push off the next Shemitah. You don't count 7, 7 on the board. Count 50, 50 in the 50th year, the blank year. So why is Bizman Azad? That's Taka the Ramam's Kasha. Why don't we count the Yovel as a blank year today? So the Meshech Chochmah has on Chumash a whole Kabbalistic answer. And Rab Chaim has Al Pi Halacha. Rab Chaim has in his Sefer on the Ramam an easy answer Al Pi Halacha. He says, the Chumash says that you need Bezna HaGadol to count the years. After the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Bezna HaGadol. At the end of the Bais Rishon period, there was still a Bezna HaGadol who were counting the years. That's how it says, V'safarta l'cha sheva shapsoshonim, sheva shonim sheva pi'amim. V'safarta l'cha is a reference to the Bezna HaGadol. It's b'loshen yochid. So the Bezna HaGadol counts on behalf of all the Kol Yisrael. Regarding Sfiras Haim, it says, V'safartem l'chem, in the plural. So that's how the Tanoim in Sifro knew. But if you would have had the din of Sfiras Haim, it appears twice in the Chumash, once in Parshas Re'eh and once in Parshas Emor. So one time it says Shivashavus Tispalach. So Tispalach sounds like Bez Nagodol counts because it's in the singular. They count on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. But the Tanoim learn out the Gemara in Menachos quotes. But Tanoim learned out from the pasuk Sfartem Lechem in the plural. You shouldn't think that it's a chayvus a bez nagadol chayvus adzim. No, it's a chayvus kol yochad v'yochad. But here, by the sphere Hashnois Hayevel, it says v'safarta l'chol sheva shapson shalom sheva shalom sheva pamim. So it's only a mitzvah on the bez nagadol. But that's what Rab Chaim says. After the churban bayis sheni, the bez nagadol was discontinued. So you can't have any yovel. So that's a question. What about Shemitah? in order to have Shemitah, is it necessary, in order to have Shemitah Men HaTorah, is it necessary to have a Bez Nagodol counting the years? And he's saying, no, just like Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, and we all call Shabbos Bereshis. Shabbos happens by itself. Every seventh day becomes Shabbos. So too, every seventh year becomes Shemitah by itself. So that's the Pashtus. We assume every seventh year becomes Shemitah by itself. You only need the Bez Nagodol to count Yovel. However, there's a Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, which we know was not written by Yonis and Ben Uziel. So we're not sure who wrote it. We have the Targum. Yonis and Ben Uziel wrote on Novi. He didn't write on Chumash and he didn't write on Ksumim. He only wrote on Novi. So what we have in the Mikros Gedolos, they have a section that they call Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel. They all say that it's a mistake, that it's Targum Yerushalmi. It said Tof Yud. So they made a mistake and they thought it's Targum Yonis. It's really Targum Yerushalmi. We have a Targum Yerushalmi. So the different versions of the Talmud, Targum Yerushalmi. They're not sure. There's so many things in the Targum Yonis and Menaziel that are against Gemaris. So some even make a suggestion. Maybe it was written by one of the Karoim. Maybe it's written by the Tzdukim, because there's so many things that are against the Gemaris. We assume it's not written by the Karoim, it's written by one of the Tanoim who disagrees with the Mishnayos. A lot of things in the Targum Yerushalmi that are against the Mishnayos. So they suggest the only way to defend it is to say it's written by one of the Tanoim who had a different opinion. Anyway, so the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel on the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, when it says if somebody owes you money, you lend money to someone, and Shemitah comes to an end, you're not allowed to ask for the money. Lo yiga says reyeva sachiv. You're not allowed to pressure the loiv to pay. Ki kora shmita l'Hashem. How do you translate the word kora? Ki kora shmita l'Hashem. So the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel on that pasuk says because the Bezin has declared the year of shmita. Achidish, according to that Targum Yerushalmi, just like Rav Chaim says to defend the minig agoinim, that if you don't have a Bezin agodal counting, the yovel doesn't happen by itself. So too, on the level of the Raisa, in order that Shemitah should happen, you have to have a Bez Nagodol counting. So we don't have any Bez Nagodol today. So if you say it like that, the Shemitah today for sure is only Midirabban, because there's no Bez Nagodol counting. That's what the Raivin and the Balamor both say like that. That you need, they don't quote this Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, but they say in Gittin on the Sugya Prusbul there. So they say that the Shemitah of Bizman Hazeh isn't even Midirabban. It's only Amidus Chasidus. Because it can't be Mikar Adin, there's no Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, because you don't have a Bez Nagodol counting. That's the Balamor has like that in the Rivi. The Rivi and Balamor, Lord Bechavrusa. That's why each one wrote Hasogas on the other one says. So that's an interesting. Most disagree with that. Most assume that you only need the Bez Nagodol. If you hold like Rav Chaim says, we only need Bez Nagodol to count with Safar Talacha. You only need the sphere of the Bez Nagodol to count, to establish Yovel. But you don't need the sphere of the Bez Nagodol to establish Shemitah. Is Shemitah Bezman Hazeh there? I said the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Moikot and Andav Gimel, and in the middle of Gittin and the Sugya Prusbel, Andav Lamed Ches. So the Gemara says it really depends on a Machlekes Hatanaim, which the Gemara never quotes. The Gemara assumes that everybody knows it. Rashi fills you in. So Rashi quotes the Machlokes Hatanaim, Rebbe Nachachamim, in the Sifro, in the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Torah says every seventh year, the Shemitah. And then you have a new paragraph. A stuma. You have a stuma. Then next starts the next paragraph. Then you have the Pasuk of Yovel. So the Yovel, it says, across from Drabach Oretz Lachol Yoshveha. That's the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell. I used to live in Philadelphia when I was a little boy. We used to go visit all the Mekorim Sakadoshim. So we used to visit on Shabbos the Liberty Bell, Dolly Madison's home, and all the other Mekorim Sakadoshim. So the Pasuk says that you have to have Kol Yoshveha Aleha in order to have Yovel. So we don't have it, so you don't observe Yovel. It doesn't mean you still can establish Yovel as a blank year, but the mitzvahs of the Yovel don't apply. So the question is there a mitzvah to observe Shemitah if it can't lead up? You know in advance it's not going to lead up to Yovel, because you didn't have Kol Yoshveha Aleha from the very outset. So the Gemara seems to pass on like Rebbe. that the mitzvah deraisa to observe Shemitah is only if you know that it's Kol Yisrael Leo, and if you count 49 years, the next year will be a Yovel. But if the Shemitahs, the seven Shemitahs, will not lead up to a Yovel, then the whole observance of the Shemitah is only Midirabban. That's the Pashtus that we paskan like that. The Pashtus in the Gemara, the Pashtus in the Rambam, that we assume that Shemitah Bizman is as only the Rabbanu, because it simply cannot lead up to Yovel because of the lack of Kol Yisrael HaLeo. Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam that you see from the Rambam that he thinks that Shemitah Bizman is as the Raisa. Why? Because the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Shemitah applies Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shelo Bifnei Abayis. So Shnu Shelo Bifnei Abayis. That's in the 1500s when Rabbi Yosef Kara lives in Eretz Yisrael. That's Shelo Bifnei Abayis. So the other Mephoshim say it's not true. Shelo Bifnei Abayis means in the days of Shmuel HaNavi, in the days of David HaMelech, when there was not Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't mean after the Churban HaBayis and the Golus, and you no longer have Kol Yisrael HaLeo, so then you know in advance not going to lead up to Yovel. So the whole Shemitah is only the Rabban. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole kuntris, over 90 pages. He was a mechutin of the Kotzke Rebbe. The family name is Morgenstern. His name is Engel. The children were married. So the Kotzke Rebbe wrote a whole kol kore, a whole page attacking the Jews who moved to Eretz Israel, that they're relying on the het mechira to do avodas on karka and shnas on shmita. And he says they have a din of Machal Shabbos, but for us, din of kinochri, because the Chumash refers to Shemitah as Shabbos, the seventh year of Shabbos. So just like Machal Shabbos, but for us, din of kinochri, so too over here. And he wrote a lot of things there. So Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote him a letter, and then he published his letter. It was over 90 pages, an open letter to the Kotzke Rebbe. With all due respect, it's not correct. And with all due respect to the Kesef Mishnah, he's prepared to swear a Shvur Deraisa, the Shemitah Bizman Hazez Derabon. It's not Deraisa, it's not correct. And there is no such din. A Mechal al Shabbos Befeasi Dina Kakam applies to Shemitah. You're making it up from thin air. There is no such halacha. And he says, he also writes a lot of his, and he quotes this Ravid in the Balamor and the Targum Yonis of Enezil, that you need a Bezin account. It's a long sefer. Otzvus Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a few svarim that are called Otzvus Yosef. So this one is Otzvus Yosef on Shemitah. He has an Otzvus Yosef in Yeredeya also. He Oris on Yeredeya. Very nice. He has an Otzvus Yosef of Droshes also. Fantastic Droshes. He must have, according to the notes that he has, must have held a drosha for 10 hours. Pages and pages and pages. It would take hours and hours to deliver such a drosha. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel also throws in another idea. He says he's not so convinced that you even need a hetem mechira. He thinks that the people were so poor. If they're not going to do avodas hakarka, they're going to have the Jews in Eretz Yisrael on the colonies. They'll have to rely on tzedakah that they'll collect from chutz la'aretz. That's where they started the Keren HaShviyos. In the end of the 1800s, they started the Keren HaShviyos to support the religious farmers who didn't want to rely on the Het HaMechira. So he says, if you're talking about a Din D'Rabbanan, a mitzvah Shemitah Bizman Hazez only the Rabbanan, so how much are you mechuyev to strain yourself to observe the mitzvah Sater? So if it's a mitzvah Saseh, so you're only mechuyev to spend money. You're not mechuyev to spend more than 20% of your total savings to fulfill a mitzvah. When it comes to a lois esther, shmitah is lo sotcha lo sizra, tamacha lo sizma, there are lavim over here. When it comes to lavim, you're mechuyev to spend kol hoin beisa, you're mechuyev to spend even your less penny in order not to violate the avera, up until you reach the point of a suffix sakana. But the question is, maybe a mitzvah de Rabbanan can't be more chomer than an, maybe an iser de Rabbanan can't be more chomer than a mitzvah sesei men haTorah. So just like by mitzvah sesei, we say hamavazav zayavazav zayasim mechayim, you should not mechayim to spend more than 1/5 of your total savings. And maybe an iser de Rabbanan, like Shemitah b'zman hazeh, is an iser de Rabbanan. The Raivan and Balamar hold that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only midas chasidus. It isn't even a din de Rabbanan, because we don't have a bezin counting the years. That's an unusual opinion. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes that too in his essay. But he says, even if one should assume that it's a real din derabbana, but a din derabbana of the pashtus cannot be more chomer than a mitzvah seser deraisis. And maybe the din of avazai, vazi es mechemish, should apply to shmit, and here they're going to go broke. They're not going to do avodas hakarka, they'll have to rely on stocker from chutzlarts. He thinks there's room even to say they don't even need a het mechira. Not that they're machal shabbos, but for essay din akakum. Everything faket from his mechutin. Didn't want to ruin his children's marriage, but he wrote this whole open letter, disagree. Yeah, what are you doing, Shnas HaYoivam? See, Isa Rabbi, this HaKaka, the same as Shemitah. You have to blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yoivam. Avato shofar tru b'chol artzachem. That phrase is very enigmatic. What does it mean? Avato shofar tru b'chol artzachem. The mitzvah of Tkiya shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yoivam only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's not an agricultural mitzvah. It's not from the mitzvah please Boretz. That's what it means, that it's not noig b'chutzla. So that's a big machlekes in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. In the first parak, when the Gemara talks about, the Gemara later also talks about it, that on Yom Kippur Shal Yoivel, you blow shofar, same as Rosh Hashanah. So you say musaf, you say malchus, achayinus, and shofars. Just like a musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Shabbat Yoivel le Rosh Hashanah le tkiyah ve le brachas. That's a Mishnah. You blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yoivel, and they say malchus, achayinus, and shofars as well. So in that Gemara, in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, when they talk about the Tkiyah Shofar, there's machlokes there, the Turi Eben and the Sfasemis. Turi Eben is by the Shagas Aryeh, and the Sfasemis is a Ger Rebbe, whether the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar really is only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. B'chol Artzachem, that's what it says. Or it doesn't make sense. So what do you do with the two words, B'chol Artzachem? They don't know how to explain it. So those who say, there are those who say that it applies all over the world. The Rambam also writes the Loshon HaPasuk. He says, "Ma'avir shofar b'chol ha'oretz." He just copies the pasuk from the Chumash, "B'chol artzchem in Eretz Yisrael." Sounds like in Chutz La'aretz you don't blow shofar. Very strange. We don't know. And then the Tosis points out from the Gemara that the din of Shmitas Ksofim, when the Shmita year comes to an end, it cancels all the halvoes. So the Ba'ali ha'os seems to hold the favorish that the way Tosis interprets the Gemara. That Shemitah's Ksofim does not apply to Yovel. Does not apply to Yovel. Let's say the 49th year is a Shemitah year. So when it comes to the end of the Shemitah year, it cancels all the halvois. But then a month later, in Cheshvan of the Shnas HaYovel, I borrow some money. Then when Yovel comes to an end, when the end of Yovel comes, does that cancel the debt or not? So the Babli seems to hold that Yovel doesn't have Shemitah's Ksofim, but there are other sources, I forgot, Psikta, other sources from Tanaim, where there are Tanaim who disagree with that. So it looks like it's really a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Yovel has the same din as Shemitah with respect to Shemitah's Ksofim.
That's
the
Deraisa.
Yeah, Shemitah's Ksofim is a din Deraisa. Today it's only the Rabbanim. Today Shemitah's Ksofim is only the Rabbanim because the whole Shemitah is not been a Torah because we know it's not going to lead up to the Yovel. The minig in Europe was the Ramah lived in Poland, in Krakow in the 1500s, at the same time as Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Tzfat, and they corresponded with each other. I don't know who delivered the mail. I don't think they had international mail delivery then. I don't know. So the Ramah writes that the minig all over was that the people did make a prus, did not make a prus from the Chutz La'aretz. And he comes to defend it. So he says that the obligation to be mafresh trumas and maisres min haTorah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chutz La'aretz they instituted midirabbanan, but only by ratzas hasmuchas l'Eretz Yisrael. And those countries that border on Eretz Yisrael, France and Germany, where the Bali Atesis live, do not border on Eretz Yisrael. So there's a long Taisus and Chulin, Davov, where Taisus here, how come we're not Mafresh, Chumas and Maisres? Give one answer, another answer, another answer. Then they finally say, no, the Yerushalmi says, the mitzvah of the Rabbanim to be Mafresh, Chumas and Maisres only applies to Aratzis HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. Because maybe the pears that you're buying in the bordering country, maybe they grew in Eretz Yisrael and they shipped them over the border. Maybe they're really from Eretz Yisrael. So even if it really did grow in Chutz La'aretz, it's exeter the Rabbanan, not to those that may have grown in Eretz Yisrael, they shipped it over the border. Today they can ship by plane. It grew in Eretz Yisrael, they harvested the next day, it already is being sold in New York, right over here in the neighborhood. Yeah, but in the days of the Tanaim, when they made these exeters, they didn't have such a wild notion that they may ship it to America overnight, and they're going to be selling in America. It'll get rotten if you send it by boat. The fruits and the vegetables will rot by the time they come to America. But now they send it by plane. It doesn't rot. So that's what the Ramah says, that whenever the obligation to observe mitzvahs Atlias ba'aretz is only midirab in chutz l'aretz. Whenever the obligation is only midirabbanan, then he only applied to aretzes hasmuchas l'aretz Israel. So he says, since shmita b'zmanah says only the rabbanan, so true midirabbanan you have to observe shmita, but you only have to observe shmita stuff aretzes hasmuchas l'aretz Israel. That's what the Ramor writes. He defends the meaning that they didn't bother to write a prism. It doesn't make any sense. Aretz hasmuchas l'aretz makes sense with respect to Trumas and Maestris. I'm going to buy the Paris in Egypt or in Jordan, in Chutz L'aretz. Maybe it really grew in Eretz and they shipped it over the border. They sent it over the border overnight. They never made the Takana in France and Germany and America because so far away, they're not going to ship it over, they're not going to send it over there. So Aretz hasmuchas, the areas that border on Eretz Yisrael, maybe grew in Eretz Yisrael. But it comes to a halvah, what does it have to do? Aretz hasmuchas l'Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to France and Germany, it should be all over the world. It's a pella, the Rama is a pella, but that's his defense. He defends the minig that they never bothered to make a prism. Today it's more common that people do make a prism. That if someone lent money to someone else and Shemitah is coming to a close, I'll make a prism to make sure that he doesn't lose his chayv.
I don't remember. I was a kid at Broyer, so I don't remember when the Rebbe talked about it.
No. Really?
Only in the later years, at least 20 years.
Recently it became more popular, yeah? Okay. The Ramo says that the minig was in Europe. They didn't have 1500. They didn't make a prism. But recently it became more popular. It's easy to do. There's a pasuk here that says, B'shnasa yavel azaz toshuv u'ish alach u'zosai. If I sold you karka and eretz so that was a stay achuza by me. I sell it to you, so by you it's called the stay mikneh. So you only own it until it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. When it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, you have to give it back to the original owner, and it reverts back to become a stay achuza. So that's only in Eretz Yisrael. That only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to metaltalim. If I sell an automobile, I don't get it back when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. And it doesn't apply to chutz l'aretz. That's why the Gemara has an expression that Karkan chutz l'aretz is dinik metaltalim. Karkan shebechutz l'aretz is dinik metaltalim. So the Torah quotes a wild opinion from the Gaonim. We have a din einish by mala karkoy. So that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But karkan shebechutz l'aretz is dinik metaltalim. So nish by mala. That's not what it means. Karkan shebechutz l'aretz is dinik metaltalim with respect to yovel that you get back the steachuzah when it comes yom kippur shel yovel. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. Karkan chutz l'aretz is not called the steachuzah. Stachuz is when the Jews own something in Eretz that they got from their grandfather, great-grandfather, all the way back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That's called Stachuz. Chutzlah is a non-musag of Stachuz. So that's what the Pasuk says, B'shnas ha-yavel azos, toshuvu ish alachuz osu. Everybody gets back, when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yavel, everybody gets back the karka that they owned in Eretz Yisrael, and reverts back to become a Stachuz by the rightful owner. So Achreinim have a malitza, that when a person reaches the age of 50, when a person reaches the age of 50, he should make out a tzavua. He should consider the fact that he's not going to live forever. Toshuvu isha lachuzasai. You should consider the fact that we're going to return to our Maker. We're going to die ultimately. We should make a tzavua then. So that's what the Achreinim have such a malitza on the pasuk. That's not what the pasuk means, but that's a malitza based on the pasuk. And the Torah says, when you sell karka in Eretz Yisrael, you should charge a reasonable price, keeping in mind that the lekech is only going to have it till Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. Let's say it's 3 years before Yovel. So he's only going to have it for 3 years. And when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, I'm going to get it back. So don't overcharge him. The Gemara has a din. Eino anoa lekarkoes. Here the Pasuk gives the example of anoa by karka. So the Ramban HaChumash gives the answer. He says the Mishnayos in Bava Metzia have all the dinim of Ainoa at the end of Perek Hazav, have all the dinim of Ainoa that there's a penalty involved in Ainoa. If I overcharged you or you underpaid, the Ainoa both goes in both directions. It used to be very common that a rabbi would die and he had thousands of svarim, and people would come be menachem avim, and then a moicha svarim would come and he'd look at all the svarim and say, I'll give you $5,000 for all the svarim. And the son didn't realize that the library was worth $150,000. It wasn't worth $5,000. Mocher Svarim knew that it was worth 150 tamnal. So that's also Aino. If the Mocher overcharges, he fools the Lekech, or if the Lekech underpays. Let's say I have a Sefer that's worth $5. And I say, the Sefer is worth $5, but I'll only sell it to you if you pay me $5,000. Take it or leave it. So I didn't fool you. So that's not a din of Aino. I know it's only if I fool you into believing that this is correct price. But if everybody knows what the correct price is, and I say, take it or leave it, I only sell it if you give me $20,000, even if the thing is only worth $5. So that's not a din of Aino. So the Ramban HaChumash comments, how can the Tanoim say in the end of Perek HaZav, Ela Dvarim She'Elam Ainoa Karka, Avodah Meshtoreh says no din of Aino. The Chumash gives the example of Ainoa by Karka. When you're selling Karka in Eretz Yisrael, you should sell according to how many years there are left till Yovel. Yovel is going to get it back, so he's only going to have it for 3 years. So don't overcharge him for the karka. So there are, and then there's one question. Then the Rabban has another question. How did the Tanoim know that there's such a thing as a penalty? The Chumash has said there's an avera to cheat. When you're selling merchandise, you shouldn't overcharge. Then the Tanoim have a din that if he overcharged shtus. Gemara has a long sugi, how do you calculate what shtus? Not so easy. So if I overcharge shtus, there's a penalty. I have to reimburse him. If he wants, I have to reimburse him the amount that I overcharge. And if I overcharge him yesem shtus, then the fellow has a right to back out from the whole deal. Where did the Tanoim figure this out from the Chumash, that there's a penalty of shtus or yesem shtus? So the Ramban says, because we have a drasha, kisim kremim akonim miyada misecha davar nikna miyad liyad, that the din of Aino only applies to metaltalim. Miyada misecha davar nikna miyad liyad doesn't apply to karka, but this contradicts the pasuk, the whole moshel that's given, and the Chumash is talking about karka. When you sell, it's only 3 years left to Yovel, don't overcharge. So it's a steer between the drasha of the Torah Shabbat and the pasuk. The answer is, hasadot zvei dinim, the Ramban says, there's a din of Isar Aino, and there's a din of a penalty, I know. The penalty of I know. So that's where the Tanaim knew. They got it from the Diuk. There's no din of I know. By Karka of Adam Shtos means the penalty of I know doesn't apply. But the Israel I know does apply. That's the example that the Chumash gives. That's the answer to the both questions. So that's what the Achrenim say also. They take this Ramban. They say the same is regarding Nochri. It says, Lo sonu ishus amisoi. So the Gemara says, La misecha at the machzor, I know, it's a Gemara, the first daf in the second parak in Bechoris, daf Yud Gimel. So the Gemara says, La misecha to a fellow Jew at the machzor, I know, at the machzor, I know, la'akum. It doesn't mean that there's mutter to cheat the Nochri. No, there's an Isa. The Isa applies like Hegdish. The Gemara learns that, La misecha velo la Hegdish. There's no din of Aino about Hegdish. What do you mean? You're allowed to cheat Hegdish? You're allowed to charge a fortune of money when the Gizbar needs something for the base. I mean, you can charge whatever you want. No. There's an Issa, you're not allowed to charge. He's not allowed to be paid to the Hegdish less than it's worth. He shouldn't cheat the Hegdish. Hegdish shouldn't cheat you. You're not allowed to cheat by Hegdish. But the penalty of Aino doesn't apply. The miyutim of Karka and Hegdish and Akum only go on the penalty, on the Oynish of Aino. It doesn't go on the Issa. There is an Issa of Aino. So the Rashash points that out in the beginning of the second parak in Bechoris. He says, the Loshon HaGemara is like that. La misech ata machzor ayno, v'yata machzor ayno la'akum. Gemara is talking about the penalty of hachzoras ayno. He says, it's a pele on the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch says, that no Yisrael ayno bayakum. It's against the Gemara. The Yisrael ayno is there, just the penalty is not there. Before the Rashash was a wealthy businessman when the Vilna Shas was being, he was the president, he was the Rosh HaKohol in Vilna, when the Vilna Shas was being printed in the late 1800s, 1880s. But before the Rashash was the Mishkan Os Yankel was a Talmud in Volozhin Yeshiva from the early Talmidim in the early 1800s. So he has a tshuva like that a Jew sold a boat to a Nochri, and the Jew cheated him something scandalous. He charged a fortune of money. And the guy took the boat and he hadn't yet paid. So then the guy finds out that the going price is way less. So he says, what are you crazy? I'm not going to pay that price. So the Jew said, I'm going to take you to a dentera. So the guy says, I'm going to sue you in court. So the Jew says, I'm not allowed to go to court. That's not true. A Jew is not allowed to take another Jew to court, but if a guy wants to take me to court, you go to court. So the Jew says, I'm not allowed to go to court, I have to go to dentera. So the guy says, I'll be happy to go any normal person, any rabbi understands, you cheated me something scandalous. So they go for a dentera. So the rabbi paskins ein anola akum, and the goy has to pay the full amount. The goy has the money in his bank account, and the goy has the boat, and he has to pay. So the goy said, is there a Supreme Court? Is there a higher authority? This is ridiculous. There must be a rabbi who has the head screwed on straight, who knows that this is scandalous. So they said, yeah. They considered the Mishkan as Yankov. Rabbi Yankov HaKalina, he was bigger than all the other rabbis. So they agreed they're going to send the Shalat to Rabbi Yankov HaKalina. So he writes a tshuva. He says, when the Gemara says, no, no, Lakum only goes on the penalty, same as the Rosh Hash wrote 80 years later, goes on the penalty, it doesn't go on the Yisrael, no? And he says, the rabbi who says that the goy has to pay, the rabbi is over on the Yisrael, no? If the rabbi forces the goy to pay with a false psak, so the rabbi is over on Yisrael, no? And the Jew is over on Yisrael, no? If the goy already paid the money, then the Jew is not mechuyev to reimburse him. The penalty doesn't apply. But if the goy didn't pay yet, so you force the goy to pay, that's mamish the Yisrael, no? That's what we usually assume. Then the Torah has the dinim of ribis. We spoke about ribis this week. Torah has the din, v'chei'echecha imach, and we paskin like Rab Lozer against Rab Yechanan. V'chei'echecha imach means that there's a mitzvah to give back the ribis. Hadalai, give back the ribis, k'ech denecha badoch. That's the din that ribis k'tzutza yotze b'dayarim. You have to give it back. The Ramban counted it as a separate mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs, and the Rambam did not. So we spoke a little bit 2 days ago. How come the Rambam didn't count it as a mitzvah? Then you have Parshas Bechukos. It starts off with the Brochas of Klolos, that there's such a thing as Schar V'Yoinesh. We absolutely believe in Schar V'Yoinesh. And there's Hashgacha Pratis, every person will be punished for every avera that he does. We usually assume there's only Hashgacha Pratis for human beings. On behemoths, we usually assume there's no Hashgacha Pratis. There is a Gemara in Perek Elutrefus, which sounds like a Gemara is working on a Pasuk in Tehillim, I think. The Gemara understands the Pasuk to say that there's even Hashgacha Pratis on fish. So the Radak on that Pasuk in Tehillim is explaining the Gemara. So he says, if the big fish swallow up the little fish, so they're murderers, so they're going to be punished ben Hashemayim. They're going to die young because they murdered. We usually assume that there's no Hashgacha Pratis on the Rambam, and the Mar and the Vuchim writes, there's only Hashgacha Pratis on people, not on animals. The closer one is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the more Hashgacha Pratis there is, we assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzakta kim tzadikav kuchut asayra. When a tzadik does a slight avera, he may be punished. Even if an Adam Benini would have done the same avera, he wouldn't have been punished. But when a tzadik does it, he's going to be punished. And the reverse direction also. The taifa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will ragle chasidav yishmar. There's more Hashgacha Pratis for the tzadikim, that they will sometimes be given a miraculous salvation. If there'll be a big gzeira against the Jewish people, it says. So there's mahashgacha pratis for tzaddikim, both l'toiva and l'ra. They'll be punished for slight things other people wouldn't be punished for, and they will be nitzol in a situation where b'derech hateva it's hard to be nitzol. So we believe in schar v'yonesh, and we believe in hashgacha pratis, absolutely. The pasuk in the end of Chukaisa has the dinim of tmura. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamarosa. You're not allowed to say harezu tachazu. You want to substitute a different korban instead of a different behemas chulin instead of the korban. So that's an aver. And even though the aver is only violated al yidei dibur, and usually when a person violates an aver al yidei dibur, we label it as alav shema ma'aseh ve'en loikim alav. Here the Gemara says that this is an exception to the rule. And in Tmura you do get Malkus, even though the Aver is only violated by speaking. Mar just has a Machlekes, is really an exception to the rule? Maybe it's not an exception. Maybe it's called the Alav Sheyesh Ba Ma'isa, because B'dibur is Avad Ma'isa. Since he says, HaRezu Tachazu, it's Nitfas, that's Kedushas Tmura, so maybe that's labeled as Alav Sheyesh Ba Ma'isa. Fine. So the Beishamai raised an issue, the Tanoim raised an issue here, that the fellow thought he's going to get away with it. He says, Harezu tachazu. He wants to substitute the Be'em HaSchulin, Tov Bera, Rabbe Tov. Either the original korban is too skinny, he wants to give a fatter korban, or the original carbon is too expensive, he wants to give a less expensive, a cheaper carbon. So you're not allowed to switch it in either direction. Tov bara rab tov. And nonetheless, the original one remains Kodesh, that's normal. And the new one becomes Kodesh also, but isn't that Hegdush Toys? So if a person is Magdush, an animal, thinking that he's going to pull this off, the stunt is going to work. He thinks the Kedusha can be transferred. And then we tell him it can't be transferred. So shouldn't we say that the second one should remain Chulin? It's Hegdush Toys. So Bishamay derived from this institution of Tmura, you see from here, the Hegdush Toys have a Hegdush. The Toys is not Mevatel Hegdush. Toys is not Mevatel Hegdush. So what did not mean any Toys? Let's say a person donates $1 million to Hegdush. He thought he's rolling in dough. He thought he has millions of dollars. He has billions of dollars. And then he finds out that yesterday he lost all of his wealth and today he's penniless. But at the time that he said, I'm donating, he's pledging to Hegdush $1 million, he thought he has millions and trillions and zillions of dollars. So Beishamai say, tough luck. Hegdush tos havi Hegdush. When you donate to Hegdush or you magdush something, even though betos it's chal. And we don't paskan like Beishamai. So that's a question. Beishilot say you can't derive from there. So that's a question, why not? So the Gemara in Temura talks about it. So one understanding is Beishilot disagree with Beishamai. They hold, Vahoyuhus marasa yekodesh. That's a knas ha-Torah. Because he said Harezu Tachazu, his Hegdush is not Chal. His Hegdush is not Chal. It's Hegdush Tois is not Chal. But the Torah made a penalty that it's Chal. But because of what he was Magdush, it's really Hegdush Tois not Chal. And the Rambam doesn't seem to understand like that. The Rambam says that it's in Sof Hegdush, the Gemara is Loshen literally, they still hold that you can't derive from the Parsha of Tmur that Hegdush Tos Ali Hegdush, because there it's Sof Hegdush, and there we're talking about Tchilos Hegdush. So the Rambam has a din that in Sof Hegdush, Hegdush Tos Ali Hegdush. Let's say a person has an animal, and it's a Korban Shlomim or a Korban Oilo, and he says, Zukazu, I want this one also to be Hegdush. So the Gemara calls that hatvasa. There's hatvasa by nidorim. Let's say the doctor says he should go on a diet, he should stop eating ice cream. So he knows he can't control himself, so he takes a net, he's not going to eat ice cream. Then the doctor says, we have to stop eating cookies also. So he says, the cookies should be like the ice cream. So that's called hatvasa. This should be zekozeh, that's called hatvasa. So the Rambam says, if you have a korban that's hegdish, and you say on another animal, zukazu, that's when the Gemara calls that hatvasa. And the reason why he donated the second carbon, he thought he has millions of animals, he thought he's a multimillionaire, and he should donate to Hegdush. Then he finds out he lost all of his wealth, all he owns is this one animal. Now he's giving away this one and only animal, now he's broke, he's penniless now. It's a Hegdush Tois. So we should have said Hegdush Tois is not Chal according to Beis Hillel. So the Rambam says, no, in that case, since it's Sof Hegdush, it's not Tchilas Hegdush, you're not starting off Yesh Meyayin. He's saying Zukazu. So there, Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai that Sof Hegdush, even though it's Betoyes Yischal. So this is really a discussion in the Gemara in Temura, the first daf in Temura. Why did Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai? Is it because the Temura is Chal, that's a Knas HaTorah? What he said is not Chal at all. His Hakdosh on the Behemoth Chulin is a Hegdush Tois. And the reason why it's Nitfas Begdusha, because the Torah makes a penalty, because you try to do Temura, which is an Avera, so the Torah penalizes you and says that the new one is going to become Kodesh also. Or they say, no, Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai, by Sof Hegdush, Yafinan, lo Yafinan, Tchilas Hegdush, mi Sof Hegdush, by Sof Hegdush, you do agree with the Beis Shammai, that Hegdush tos al Hegdush. So that's a discussion in Rishonim.
We don't really know, unless the person has
The Pashto says you only get Malkus by Tmura if he did it b'mezid, if he didn't know, if he thought it's Mutta, then you don't get Malkus. There's a strange Taisus, the first Taisus in Tmura has a Gemara later in Tmura, that Tmura is Chal b'im b'shoigig b'im b'mezid. So what do you mean Tmura is Chal? So the Tmura is Chal, but it doesn't mean that he gets Malkus. So Taisus has one opinion, no, he gets Malkus also. That's Pele Ploimi. Give a man Malkus, he did an Aver B'shegek. How can they? Never heard of such a thing. There's one other case in Shas that there's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in the first parak in Masech HaShabbos. The Rambam writes, I think by Shivcha Harufa, I think the Rambam writes, Abal Shivcha Harufa, that she gets Malkus, that's a Gemara, Bikoris Tiyash, the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus, Lo Yom Suki Locha Pasha, she's not a full Eishesi, she's only a Chetz for Shivcha, the Chetz Paraschon, so it's not a full Tvisis Kiddushin. So they don't get Misa. So the Boyal has to bring Asham Shivcha Harufa, and the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus. So the Gemara says it does make a difference, Mezer Oshegeg. So it does make a difference, Mezer Oshegeg, that the boil is chayv Hashem Shivcha Harufa, even b'mezit. Usually you don't bring a korban if you didn't have air b'mezit, you're not going to get a kapara. So the Gemara says it's there are people who chayv b'mezit b'mezit. But the Gemara never says that she gets malchus b'mezit b'mezit. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos writes like that. We should check in a new translation. Maybe it's a misprint. That's a while. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah does not write like that. So these are the two belongs in the collection of Believe It or Not of Gemaras. That the Tosis has one interpretation, the first Tosis in Tmura. There's one opinion that if a person violates Tmura B'shogeg, he gets Malkus. The Pashto says that it's not so. And the Rambam in the beginning of Pirush HaMishnayos on Shabbos says that the Isha by the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus, even though it's B'shogeg. Okay, my time is up. A good Shabbos, everybody. There's a lot more in the two sedras, but time does not come.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Shalom Aleichem.
Okay, for the second
one?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe I'll wait for
here you go.
Sorry.